Gentlemen, I hope you're all doing well, man. I want to come at you with a really quick one. And I mean a really quick one. I don't want to talk a whole lot about this. Straight topic, and that's it. So, Manosphere, the Manosphere itself, spread on YouTube. Let's be honest. If you're not watching YouTube, you mostly don't know about this shit. There are men who are divorced who talk MGTOW and Monk and all the philosophies and all that other shit, but they've never watched a YouTube channel in their life. Couldn't tell you who any of these 21 convention guys are. None of them are MGTOW, by the way, so let's get that out of the way. I mean, they just barely accepted Coach Greg Adams into the little fold, but I shout out to Coach, man. I don't have anything against him, but I do worry. These dudes want to rub elbows because they want to steal customers, essentially. They will go into the MGTOW community. It's the same shit over and over and over again. It's a dude, comes out, talking about, oh, I'm MGTOW and this, that, and the other. And then, less than a year later, within a year, not even, he's burning the bridge. He's like, MGTOW was a bunch of incels and hates women and blah, 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 blah. And buy my pheromone soap and my books and my deodorant and all the shit I'm selling. Buy $350 an hour, you know, dating coaching sessions, and I'll help you out not being an incel. It's kind of weird. It's like a crack dealer, you know what I'm saying? But a crack dealer who don't have any crack. Because these dudes are selling pussy. Essentially, what are they doing? They are selling pussy without actually selling pussy. They're like, do what I say to the letter and you will get pussy. And they're charging more than a prostitute would. Now, hear me out. I'm not up here talking about or endorsing tricking or anything like that. But it's like $3,000, $4,000. Because, for example, the 21 conventions in Orlando. I live in this state. But let's say you're a guy in Washington, state of Washington, California, Oregon, Montana, even the Midwest. Round trip tickets like $700. So you got $2,000 for the conference. About a round trip ticket, about $700. If you're there for, what is it, 3-4 days? So let's say you want to hang out for a week or 5 days at least. You're talking a good Orlando? Are you fucking serious? Orlando hotels? So you're at $400 right there. So you're already at $3,000 for this convention. And ultimately, giving you a bunch of fucking... It's like Derek Jackson's content for women. A bunch of shit whispered into your ear that you want to hear. Or maybe a little swift kick in the ass to motivate you over a 3-day session of listening to dudes bloviate about themselves and how great they are with women and all that other shit. Like, again, I'm not shitting on the 21 convention. I'm just talking about these ideas of spending that amount of money when it's like you could practically go buy, you could go to Vegas for $500. You could probably have an hour with a gorgeous woman who's probably rated 8 out of 10, 8, 9 or 10 or better. Not better than 7, but you know what I'm saying? 7 or better. You could do that. And I'm not an endorser or tricking, but dollar for dollar, you know, you're out $3,000, maybe more for this 21 convention. Oh, look, I didn't even calculate food in there. So let's do $400 in food for 4 or 5 days. I mean, you're not gonna eat that much. Let's go $150 for food. So you're at about $3,200 for this convention. And if you have any problems that women don't like, for example, you're out of shape, you don't have a lot of money, you can't just fix those because people told you to fix them in a short period of time. If you don't have it in you to make the changes that you need to make for in these areas of fitness, money, all the other shit, mentality is one of the most important ones, right? Because you could have gaggles of money. I know dudes with money who are such simps and they're, you know, getting married 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. Not that many, but I do know a guy who's on his 5th marriage. He's been divorce raped to the tune of nearly a little over 1.5 million. He's been divorce raped 7 figures plus. Nearly another half, you know, another half million. So he's at 1.5 and counting in divorce payouts and whatnot. Got a great job. I mean, the dude's a fucking engineer. He's pulling 300 and something from Budweiser or some shit. I think he works for Budweiser. He's an engineer on the vats, the things that make beer. He does that. That's all he does. Works his ass off. It's 50 hours a week. You know, crazy. I think his first 3 marriages, the wives hated that he worked so much. So they found, and when I hear black women parrot this, they'll say, well, you're gone all the time. You're not paying me the attention I want. The dick of a bum is better because bum dick has energy because they don't work 60 hours a week. So I find this hilarious. And I don't hate women for this. Let's be real. The only way to really understand, you know, you can't hate women. You can't really love them. You just have to understand them. They're children. Sounds fucked up. Women are children. And before people come with the misogyny, how can I get off in saying that women are children? Okay, think about this. Think about the political stance of women. How in the fuck do you have this utopian idea inside your brain? Because this is the female mind. The female mind, the morality, mostly given to them by the liberal media, is like, you know, fling the border open, oversaturate the American workforce with however many people want to immigrate to America. We've got 300 million people here. The job market already sucked. COVID ravaged what little we had in small business and jobs. So now everybody's just slaves to corporations. So the wages there suck, right? And especially in the service industry. And then you add, you know, 2 million, 3 million a year of low-skill work. And you let feminists have their way. You let women and liberal women particularly have their way. You fling the border open and let 50, 100, 200 million people in. That spike in workers is going to create downward pressure on the wages, the low-skill wages of POCs, right? Then again, so all these immigrants are POCs, so it's all hurts everybody. Hurts the immigrants, hurts the people of color. And the immigrants will be fine. They're coming from a much poorer society. So for them to come here and shack up with their family of 20 in one house, and everybody busting ass, and they will figure that out. Whereas American, particularly Black Americans, that downward force and their wages just drives the single motherhood rate up. The fucking incarceration rates of Black men up, and family units in the Black community down. It's all negative. But all of these things work in the idea and minds of women. And another thing, when it comes to men, right? Women want to ride in the Benz. They want to live in the house on the hill. They want to live high on the hog. They want to be fed grapes. They hate capitalism, but they simultaneously want to live as if they are Jeff Bezos' wife. They want to live wealthy. They want servants. They want somebody feeding them grapes while they're out in the pool on their iPhone 13 Plus Max, taking selfies in Dubai and just high on the hog. They want a pink Ferrari. They want nannies and maids for when they ever do decide to not have abortions to actually produce children. But they, here's another thing. The female mind is like, okay, they don't want to produce children with the Bezoses and the billionaires of the world. They want to produce children by, like, you know, 6'8", big dicked, flat, washboard abbed thugs. Or for lack of better terms, really hot guys, right? Really hot guys. They'll let the really hot guys come in them, you know, and then leave. They're not necessarily needed outside of dick. And then the guy who's making the 70, the CEOs, the dudes at the House of the Hill, the Bezoses of the world, the billionaires, the millionaires, the NBA players, the NBA players are the only dudes who are like a combination of the alpha fucks and the beta bucks are the same thing in the one person, but they gotta be, you know, they got to take on the load of taking care of these children that they didn't father, right? And that's just their nature. I'm not mad at women for this. They're children. It's how children operate. There's no reason to hate them. The manosphere hating on women, it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's really, I don't get it at all, to be honest with you, right? So I don't get the hatred portion. And I also don't get the worship portion. Because a lot of these manosphere dudes are now full on talking about marriage and cucking. Like, seriously? But hating women and worshiping women is not the move. It's understanding them. And also understanding yourselves. So that's pretty much all I have for that one. Y'all have a good one, man. Think about what I said, for real. Don't hate. Don't worship. Just try to understand. Anyway, I'm out.